Blog Talk Radio.
This is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do come with a grateful heart and attitude of gratitude on this morning with praise and thanksgiving to tell you thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you for waking us up. Thank you for watching over us during the midnight hours as we slept and as we slumbered, and how you have ushered us into a brand new day that we have never known, never seen, a day that have never existed up to now. And we want to say thank you that you included us to be in the number when so many, Father, are fading by the wayside. So many, Father God, have not, Father's transitioned into this new day, but we are some of the ones that did. And for this, we want to say thank you for your grace and thank you for your mercies. Father God, as we come, Father God, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission anywhere, Father God. We have come short of your glory, short of your honor, and short of your praise. We embrace the gifts of a brand new spanking day, Father, in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask that you would crush every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day, as we stand on the promises of your word, Father God, to decree and declare, and to declare and to decree, Father, that Satan is defeated, the darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Father God, we thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and we thank you for the opportunity, Father God, that you have given us, Father God, to serve in this capacity. We thank you for this assignment to carry the gospel, Father God, around the world, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the boldness. We thank you for the desire, and we thank you for your word that will never return into your void, but will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. So, Father, we bless you, we magnify you, we praise you, Father, for this and for everything. Now, Father, we commit this day, we commit our lives, Father God, everything that you have given to us, we commit back to you, we commit this service, Father, into your hands, that you and you alone would be glorified, magnified, and praised. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, amen. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Top of the morning to you, and to you. Amen. Thank you for being here with us on this brand new day that the Lord has made here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. If this is your first time, well, you are in the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ is Lord. He meets us here every morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We are happy about that. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Enjoy the meal. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the spirit, you are in the right place at the right time. Amen and amen. All of our services are archived. Amen. And our inventory, Amen. And we just want to thank God. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We love the Lord. We are God chasers. Amen. We have been serving the Lord. Amen. Steadfast, rock solid. Amen. Hallelujah. For a look, don't make no difference how long it was. Amen. This is where we are today. Glory, it's not how you start, it's how you finish, but you got to start to finish. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. For every opportunity that we get. Amen. To share the good news. There's some good news, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. We know, glory, when we turn on the television, amen, we know what to expect because they only broadcast one thing. Okay, they only broadcast bad news. Okay, they might throw something in on the last 15 seconds. All right, some type of good news in the neighborhood, in the community, in the world. But their agenda is to broadcast, amen, bad news, and that's what they do. They do a very good job of it. All right, so we are surrounded by all types of bad news. Okay, but God, there's still some good news in the midst of the bad news, some good news that overcomes all the news, because the gospel is the good news. Hallelujah. And blessed are those, amen, who carry the good news, amen, that cargo, amen. So this is what we need to be sharing, amen, to people as we go, because they got enough bad news, okay? They heard about the person being murdered, okay, or the SEPTA bus driver, okay, being murdered. They heard about that, okay? They heard about the babies, okay, being abused. They heard about the wars and the other parts. They know, all right? So, beloved, let's just balance this off, amen, with some good news. Matter of fact, when you give them the good news, amen, you're going to just top the bad news, because the good news is our hope. The good news, amen, hallelujah, is what we're living for, thriving for. There is some good news in the midst of bad news. Amen. The Lord just gave me a sermon. Amen. Let me write that down. Make sure I come back to that. Amen. That's a good sermon. There is some good news. Whoa, amen. I got to write this down. In the midst of bad news. I'm making my own notes. I encourage you to take notes, amen, and I take notes too. I keep a paper and pencil by me when I'm ministering, because the Holy Spirit is not only speaking to you, he's speaking to me, because the Holy Spirit speaks through me. So a lot of times, most times, I don't know what he's going to say. None of the times I don't know what he's going to say. I prepare, I do my study, amen, I do my part, but I never know what the Holy Spirit going to say. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. And I just want to read a couple verses in your hearing. Amen. Glory be to God. Because some of you calling in this morning, amen, from other parts of the world or whatever the case might be, maybe right here in my own city, amen, but you really don't read the Bible the way you need to read the Bible, amen. So let me read some for you, amen. And it reads like this, starting in verse 1, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our God, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teach, but which the Holy Ghost teach, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who have known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. My God, that's some good reading there. That's some good reading. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. We want to focus this morning coming out of verse number 10. Amen. And it reads, but God have revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. The deep things of God. We want to talk to you for a few minutes on the subject. Amen. It's time to go deeper. It's time to go deeper. It's time to go deeper. Beloved, what we are seeing in today's time, what we are seeing and witnessing in this culture, not only in the United States of America, but even abroad, all around the world, what we are witnessing, beloved, and when trouble come, when wars break out, everybody wants to pray. When situation happens, everybody wants to pray. 9/11, everybody was in prayer. And when 9/11 hit, everybody was praying. You had the Jews and the Greeks and the Muslims and the Christians. Everybody was holding hands praying. Remember that? Right now, people in Israel, Ukraine, everybody wants to pray. Everybody wants to pray when trouble breaks out. But beloved, the Bible tells us in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, if my people call by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and God says that he will heal the land. Beloved, when most people repeat that scripture in 2 Chronicles, they leave out one part. They talk about the praying, they talk about the seeking, they talk about the asking, but very rarely do you hear anybody talk about the turning. Very rarely do you hear people talk about if my people turn from their ways. Beloved, you can pray till shallow come. You can pray and be on everybody's prayer team, be on everybody's prayer platform. You can pray in the morning. You can pray in the afternoon. You can pray in the evening. You can pray in Israel. You can pray in Ukraine. You can pray in the United States of America. But prayer without repentance, not taking you nowhere. Just because somebody pray, so what? Just because that person has a reputation for praying, so what? Just because you're God's favorite, you're a Christian. Oh, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I got God's favor. And there's no repentance? You're still in disobedience? Oh, we're God's favorite people. We're the apple of God's eye. We're God's chosen people. We're spiritual Jews. We're this. Huh? And no repentance? God said, amen, if my people will turn. Where's the turning? The turning is in the obedience. Where is the turning? Well, nothing's wrong. We got God's favor because, Jesus was a Jew. Well, so that's God's promised land. Where's the repentance? I was born again, and I know I'm good. I got God's favor because look, I can get a prayer through. Okay, where's the repentance? Where's the turning? Glory be to God. But let me say this, and I'm not gonna be long this morning. I don't think every morning I come here and say I'm not gonna be long. Because I'm not. Whatever I say, amen, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, this Holy Ghost, amen, speaks. Listen to me. Somebody need to write this down this morning. God's grace and God's mercy does not equal God's approval. I'm going to say it one more time because somebody needs to hear it. God's grace and God's mercy does not equal God's approval. And what we see happening, beloved, today is the same thing that's been happening since the beginning of time. People are trying to deal with God on the surface. Yesterday we spoke about idolizing. Amen. Anything you put before God, how God hates it, how God will destroy it, how God destroyed the idol Dagon because they had the nerve to put the idol next to the Ark of the Covenant, and they came in the next morning and that idol was decapitated, and guess who did it? God did it. Exodus chapter number 20, verse number 3, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Old Testament, New Testament. Galatians 5:19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry. How this world, beloved, we see, amen, God is not first place. We're serving him on the surface. Because really, our heart is on something else. We have replaced God, glory be to God, with our goals, with our desires, with people, even our own selves. And so we have this surface religion, glory be to God. What we're doing is we're trying to get a surface approval. No substance. We're dealing with a generation where there is no substance. No substance Christian. Beloved, it's time to go deeper.
We started out with this theme at the beginning of this year and not knowing where God was taking us. We were just being obedient by grabbing hold of the theme. But beloved, obedience is it. We got to go deeper with God. Our scripture here this morning in 1 Corinthians, amen, chapter 2, verse number 10 says, amen, hallelujah, but the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God, the deep things. You want to go deeper? Amen. Follow the Spirit. Be obedient to the Spirit. The Spirit will take you deeper. Amen. Psalms 32 and 8. I will instruct thee. I will lead thee. I will guide thee in the way that thou shalt go. How you going to go if you're walking in disobedience? How are you going to be instructed if you're walking in disobedience? How are you going to experience the deeper things of God if you're walking in disobedience? But we don't want to go deep. We want to stay on the surface. Praying, praying, praying without repenting. Your heart hasn't been changed. Your heart, you're just going through the motions. Your heart hasn't been changed. You still got the greed on your heart, the envy in your heart. Glory be to God. Disobedience in your heart, anger in your heart, unforgiveness in your heart, wickedness in your heart. Beloved, that's the only thing God looking at. He's not impressed with your designer clothing because you took your tithe money and paid for that. He's not impressed with your clothing, your outward appearance. Thank God for your looking decent. All right, thank God for your weave and your makeup and your clothes is ironed and clean. Thank God for that. But that ain't enough, baby. That ain't going to get you into heaven. God searches the heart. Time for us to go deeper. We got to come off the surface. Glory be to God. We got to go deep down. What does God want from me? What does God require from me? What is the will of God for the glory of God? It's time to stop faking the funk. Oh, we know the protocol. Oh, we know how to act. We know how to dress. We know how to talk. We know what songs to sing. Yeah, come on, we dance a little bit. Speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues. There's certain people, amen, going around, amen, having classes on how to teach you how to speak in tongues. The devil is a liar. Huh? Oh, we know how to do all that. Surface. If my people called by my name, yeah, I've been called by God's name, good, will humble themselves, okay, I'm going through the process of humility, good, amen, humble themselves and pray, oh yeah, I pray all the time, I pray in my personal life, we got prayer on the ministry, oh yeah, I pray, yeah, they are praying soul, okay, good. Okay? All right. Seek my face. Yeah, I'm seeking the face of the Lord. I'm seeking. Okay. All right. And then, okay. All right, good. Okay. All right. Then what about this last one right here? What's that, Pastor? He said, and turn from your wicked ways. Well, y'all pray for, because ain't nobody perfect, Pastor. Oh, Lord, we done ran that one out. Making all type of excuses for our carnality. Beloved, it's time to go deeper. It's time to go deeper. I'm telling you, God is fed up the same way he chopped Dagon up. Some stuff is going to be chopped up because we have replaced God with everything. God is not first. And as the Holy Spirit revealed to me yesterday, if God is not first, God is not included. Now, you can't do God like you do people. Well, you know, they second on the list. They third on the list. Yeah, I'm going to get to them. They number five on the list. No, if God is not first on the list, God is not on your list. because Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. Beloved, in the last day, Jesus said, there are going to be many. All right, I'm closing on this because I'm finished, because the Holy Spirit said that we done made our point. We done made our point. All right, I'm going to take you to this one last scripture. All right, and most of you already know, but I want you to write it down because you need to look at it today. Okay. I want you to go to Matthew's chapter number 7. I want you to go to verse number 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Let me stop right here before I go to verse 22. How are you going to do the will of the Father if you're walking in disobedience? How are you going to do the will of the Father and you're walking in disobedience, serving God on the surface? Okay, verse number 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name have done many wonderful works? Yeah. Let me drop a note right here. Let me drop a note before I move to verse 23. You can do anything in Jesus' name. That's why you don't have an excuse for your disobedience. Verse number 23, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Jesus didn't say, I met you at the altar. He didn't say that. Well, you know, I knew you for about 6 months, you know, until you, you know, start acting funky. He didn't say that. Well, I knew you while you was, you know, under, you know, Alfreda Bradford's ministry. No, he ain't say that. He said, I never knew you. I never knew you. You never made up your mind, amen, to do the right thing. You never made up your mind. You was allowing the world to drag you. You was allowing people to drag you, people's opinions to drag you. Glory be to God. Everybody was leading you except the Holy Spirit because you refused to go deeper. Beloved, let me say this morning. Glory be to God. Amen. This is, glory be to God, an announcement. Amen. Hallelujah. I was preparing this message for Sunday, and I still may come back and bring it on Sunday again. I don't know. The Lord told me to bring it today. Baby, you got to be sure and very sure. You got to be sure. Baby, do you see what's going on in the world around us? Do you think this is a game? And we playing with God like God don't see? Dipping and dabbing and thinking it's okay, amen, to remain on the surface. Let me tell you something. God will let you stay on that surface for a while. He'll let you stay there on a while, and because God's grace and mercy, amen, is there. We think, as I said earlier, God's grace and mercy does not equal God's approval. And God will let you stay on that surface for a while, playing, dipping and dabbing. Glory be to God. Uh-huh. Think you getting over. But, beloved, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. It ain't going to always be that way. When God moves his hand, when he moves his hand, and there's nobody to call, when he moves his hand and you don't even have the strength to call nobody, oh, when God moves his hand, glory be to God. And because God is so patient with us, amen, we just keep going and keep going and keep going, and we want to remain on the surface, think we're going to die on the surface, and then guess what? That's where you're going to be buried, on the surface. But, beloved, let me tell you, it's time to go deeper with God. It's time to fall in love with him. It's time to hunger and thirst after righteousness. It's time to know him for who he is. It's time to find out what our purpose is. It's time to tell the Lord, yes, amen, I'll go. Yes, I'll do. Glory be to God, whatever you want me to do. He said, take up your cross daily and follow me. Oh, you got to go all the way in. You got to go all the way. Well, I just thought that was for the pastors, and I just thought that was for the fivefold ministry. I just thought that was for the disciples and the apostles and Paul and Peter. No, that's for you and for you and for you and for you and for all of us. You cannot be my disciple. You cannot be my disciple unless you deny yourself. And, beloved, you cannot deny yourself living on the surface. You know what? And I'm so glad the new season that God has me in, because I just had a whole new perspective. And I'm tired of the phoniness. I'm tired of the phoniness. I just pray. I can only imagine what God's heart is going through. And you get around our phony brothers and sisters, and they want to, well, you know, I'm praying, Pastor. Yeah, well, I pray. So what? So what? When you going to repent? Praying over that hypocrisy. So what? It's a turn off. Because we're talking about God. We're supposed to be fearing God. We're supposed to be reverencing God. He is not your dog. Yeah, that's my dog. No, he ain't your dog. He's God. And how dare you continue with this foolishness? I'm even careful who I'm touching and agreeing with nowadays. Come on, saints, let's hold hands. Hold hands for what? What that mean? What that mean? Because you're holding somebody's hands. You holding somebody's hands, and they thinking about, amen, a trip to Jamaica. You holding somebody's hands, and they thinking about what they going to eat for breakfast. You holding somebody's hands, and they reminiscing on that sinful night they had last night, how good it was. You holding somebody's hands. You better hold God's hands. You want to hold somebody's hands? You better hold God's hands. And let him help us, beloved. It's time to go deeper. It's time to go deeper. It's time to go deeper. I'll pick this up, but I'll pick this up on Sunday because God gave me part two with this. Amen. It's enough for the day. It's enough for the day. God's grace and God's mercy does not equal God's approval. And it's time for you to turn. It's time for Israel to turn. It's time for Ukraine to turn. And we don't see God moving over here. It's time, because it's time to turn. We don't see no breakthrough because it's time to turn. And go deeper. Moses was not able to go deeper with God and fulfill his mission until he turned towards the burning bush. Woo! In Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you for the word. Father God, forgive us. Forgive us for being hypocrites, phony, lukewarm, mediocre, living on the surface, pretending. Forgive us.
Forgive us, God. When you're calling us deeper. Deep calleth unto deep. You're calling us deeper. The Holy Spirit searches the deep things of you, Father God. All we have to do is follow the Holy Spirit and we'll be there. But we can't follow if we're walking in disobedience. And we say, we're godly sorry. We're godly sorry. And Father, you said if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. If you have never known Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, your first step towards deep, amen, is to give him your life. That's your first step. You got people praying. That's another thing. We praying with people that don't even know God. Thanks. God said his people perish for, I know I'm finished, amen. God said his people perish for a lack of knowledge. Some of us so spiritual, we ain't no earthly good. And some of us so earthly, we ain't no spiritual good. Why are you praying with the with a person that don't even know God? Why are you wasting your time? We do things to be seen. We do things to have the talk. You praying with somebody that don't even know God. The Bible says that the Lord does not even hear the prayers of a sinner. That's what the Bible says. Unless you come in to repent. So if that's you today, come on and get your life right with God today. You know why? Today might be your last day. My heart is still broken. How that man went into that bowling alley and shot 16 people and killed them, 18. You want to know why? Because I was just at a bowling alley with my grandson celebrating their birthday. That could have been me. And you playing. They shooting up people in Scepter now for no reason, amen. And you playing. They coming in the supermarkets, amen, and they're shooting up people in the grocery line, buying birthday cakes for the little birthday party. They shot them dead, and you playing. And you playing on the surface. Come on, if you don't know Jesus right now, repeat after me. That's your first step. Father, I come to you as a sinner, confessing all of my sins, and I ask that you would forgive me for walking in disobedience and taking so long to get here. Father God, I open my mouth, I open my mind, and I invite Jesus in to my heart to be my Lord, to be my Savior, to forgive me for all of my sins. Thank you. Woo, for saving me from my sins. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you for saving my soul. Thank you that my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Thank you. Now, Father God, help me to follow you and to be used by you and to go into the deeper things pertaining to you. In Jesus' name we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. Hallelujah. God has been waiting on you. The angels are rejoicing, and so are we. Reach out to us at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Let us know that you gave your life to Christ right here. Amen. On Blog Talk Radio. We want to pray with you. We want to pray for you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, saints. Amen. We will be praying today at 12 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. And then, Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow morning. Amen. Giving God all the praise, giving God all the glory, and giving God all the honor. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us continue to pray. Don't stop praying, but just make sure that you are turning, amen, and have turned from your wicked ways. That includes all of us, everybody on this earth, everybody except Jesus, everybody. Everybody. Amen and amen. All right, today is offering day here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. The gospel is free. It takes money to do ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. So
Anybody that desires, amen, to sow into the rich soil of this word, amen. You can, our email address is lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Our website is lifewordjesus.org. You can donate right there, lifewordjesus.org. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038, 19038. And our Cash App is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. I was going to wait till the end of the month. Amen. This is Pastor's Appreciation Month, but I'm so happy because I received a gift in the mail yesterday. Amen. From one of our ministry partners, and the gift was so beautiful. Oh, I love this gift. Amen. And I just, and it's not the first gift I received this month. Amen. But I just, this is really a special gift. Amen. So you know who you are. Amen. And I just want to say thank you. Amen. For the appreciation in Jesus' name. All right, saints, that's it for today. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, we cancel bad news, we cancel tears, we cancel sorrow, we cancel premature death. It will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Oh, Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, we rejoice with those who are rejoicing. Thank you for those who gave their life to you today, Father God, by faith. Father God, we say thank you for them. Thank you for everyone, Father God, sowing into this ministry. We thank you for our monthly partners, Father God, with this ministry. We thank you for them, those who give all the time, Father God, and those who are giving for the first time on today. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, in Jesus' name. Now, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus. We decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. Come on, saints, let's go deeper. Time to get off the surface and let's go deep. Amen. That's where the blessings are. You go deep. God said he'll give you the hidden riches of secrets. Hallelujah. He revealed his secrets and give you hidden riches and treasures. You're not going to find no hidden riches on the surface. You ain't going to find it on the surface. Glory be to God. Hidden riches are hidden, and you got to go deep to get it. You ready? Let's go. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda, signing out.
Get right. Bro.